Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few. My God, reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up, until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up, for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
We will die.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you here with us tonight. And we're glad that you're here with us all the time. For all of you that come and hang out with us here from around the world, we thank you for being here with us.
Amen.
It's an amazing thing to see what God is doing. And most importantly, we're glad for the work of Jesus Christ that is happening in your life, wherever you are around the world, because the work of the kingdom is amazing in many ways. But the greatest part of the kingdom and its work is to see people's lives change forever. And that's what we love. That is what we love. And so, God bless you. I just checked again. Netherlands now and Austria.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is amazing.
Peru and Colombia, South Africa, Kenya, Australia, Papua New Guinea, Malaysia, Philippines, China. Interesting. Interesting, interesting, interesting. So welcome. Good to have you. As always, this is question and answer night. And we're doing the work of God. and he's given us to do, preaching this gospel, as we say all the time, reaching the lost, teaching the found, the righteousness of faith, thy kingdom come on this earth.
Amen.
As it is in heaven.
In
Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Here we go.
Amen.
Here we go.
Got a notification.
Amen. Just like that.
There you are.
Woo. Just like that. First thing, thank you for being here and being part of this. You know, like the old saying was, used to be like a commercial or something, wasn't it? Be here, or be square.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
What was that?
But I remember.
Like that was a basketball team or something.
I remember.
Pepsi, maybe. Might have been Pepsi. Not sure.
I don't either. I just remember going around everywhere in school.
Be there or be square.
Yep.
And nobody wanted to be a square. All on your worst day. Nobody wanted to be a square. So we welcome you. Good to have you with us tonight. God bless you. God bless you for your love and your grace and your blessing. Thank you that you love to study the word,
yeah.
Walk with God. It's now. We're down now to 2 more days before our 1-year birthday party with the community of faith. And wow, what a deal. Now, you may have been online today, this afternoon, going, what are these guys doing online tonight? And today, and we were just trying to learn a whole new program here and figuring it out so that we can not only use it for the birthday party, but use it in the future and be a blessing to you. We got a little slight echo here tonight, but it's all right. It'll be dealt with soon.
Got it under control.
Well, we're going to have a good time. It's going to be a great night on Monday night. 22nd, same time, 8 o'clock. We'll be on YouTube and Facebook. And we really want to make it so everybody can decorate your house, have a cake, have some ice cream, have some whatever you have, even if it's just tacos and Dr. Pepper. Have something, and we'll have a good time together. Phyllis K. Raymond, Dan Cava, welcome. Good to have you guys with us.
Hello, guys.
Good to have you with us tonight. So, you know, when it comes to birthday parties, remember, somebody's got hot dogs in the buns. Somebody bring the relish and the mustard. Somebody bring the s'mores. This is a BYOS. Party. Bring your own s'mores. I noticed my sister Beth said last night, her Facebook page, that she had her first bonfire of the spring. So spring is back. They had their first bonfire.
Wow.
And that's a pretty good deal. A bonfire in Michigan on March the 19th. That's stretching it right there.
Yeah, well, Ken was talking about doing yard work today. I was thinking, wow, in March, you used to not even be able to see the ground until
Yeah.
May.
So, yeah. Saul, we welcome you. Good to have you with us tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So if you've had a question burning on the inside of you and you haven't asked it yet, you can either post it live or you can send it in a text, in an email, in Messenger, something, and let us know. Ask your question. We won't reveal your identity. The bottom line is there's no dumb questions. Say it with me. There's no dumb questions.
There are no dumb questions.
None. Let's go back over here to this page. I'm writing down a question here. That's a good one. Nobody sent it, but I just wrote it down myself. Not too bad when you got your own question that you write down and then answer it. That's a pretty good situation right there. Like, I have a question. Really? What is it? All right. I have the answer. Wow. Check it out. Not only do I have the question, I have the answer. Actually, it's a question somebody else had sent to me, and we talked about it. But, hey, it's very interesting. It's very interesting.
Phyllis, thank you so much for all of your help today. Yeah.
Phyllis, that was awesome having you there with us. And some of the rest of you were there. We just couldn't see who you were. And if you were endeavoring to get connected while we were on and you weren't able to, don't worry about it. Because we couldn't figure out how to be connected once we were connected for about 20 minutes. Yeah. Brother Mike Tony, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight, Michael.
Mike.
Now, don't get that Mikey stuff going. Everybody wants to be like Mikey. Well, Mike E. Mike. Good to have you, man. God bless your afternoon. Looked like you had some good tacos earlier. And maybe those were taco fajitas, something. It was just looked really good, though. Shannon, hey, welcome to have, good to have you with us tonight. Mike and Shannon are coming to us for the wonderful state of Illinois, where they decided to go to the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because everybody know that place needs a lot of righteousness in Jesus' mighty name. I mean, when you think about it, as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and Rob Thompson and Bill Winston, and there's like five other major ministries that have major ministries, and that place is there's some really terminally wicked people in that city. And thank God for men of God that follow the call. Amen. It's been a beautiful day here all day long. Cloudy, rainy, but no rain. How can you have rainy but no rain? I don't know. It's just looked like rain all day. Haven't seen a drop fall anywhere. Biting off more than I can chew, Pastor. Well, I don't know. I know because God brings you there, and you always deposit righteousness wherever you go. So. You're just adding to it, hooking your feet with theirs. That's just the three major names I know. I know there's some major ministries in the state of Illinois that are in it. And Mexican was amazing, followed by a long winter's nap that lasted till 3 minutes ago.
Ah, I love it. It's perfect.
It's one of those naps where it's like snore, snore, snore. Oh, no, we're supposed to be awake doing something. There ain't a thing wrong with a long winter's nap.
Oh, there isn't. And then you get up and have a nice hot fudge sundae or something.
Oh. And then Sister Leanne recommends portillos.
Ooh.
When you recover from the nap, a half a slab of ribs. Hallelujah.
Well, if they've had Mexican before,
I don't. Phyllis Raymond, it was good to see you streaming today. It was good to see you streaming.
Yes, it was.
Even though you're just looking at that camera, the phone going, how does this work? I just want you to know that there's many days, Phyllis, that we look at our devices and say, how in the world does this work? I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You were on there going.
Yep.
And you got a mission. You got a determination.
Mm-hmm.
You have an anointing. And it's a powerful one.
Yeah.
And we're glad to have you as part of this family right here.
We are.
YouTube. Say again? Oh, no, YouTube.
I am ready for you.
Rebecca Smith is there. I think this is the fifth time today that Rebecca has streamed with us.
Yes. Thank you, Rebecca.
Rebecca stopped by a little bit late, a little earlier, and said, I don't know where I am. I'm just somewhere out in the internet.
It's cyberspace.
Still have maple nut butter fudge.
We need to go get some. I don't know that they
sell it. I don't even think they sell fudge here. I don't know. I've never seen it. You know, in Michigan, you got fudge at every gas station.
Yeah.
Or those worthless nuts, the Buckeyes?
Oh.
That wasn't a big jab. It was just a little one. Kelly Delkert, welcome. God bless you, young lady. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless you. And we're going to have a good time tonight. Cyberspace. Rebecca had her space on. She was just zooming, man. Then she said something about she had to take the trash out or something. I don't know what that was all about.
Really?
Yeah, she made that statement.
Huh.
But don't worry. We removed all evidence of a test that we had no idea of what we were doing. I'd find a couple links in the messenger thread, but don't take you anywhere except, no, we ain't there. But we did learn a little bit, and so, I'm really hoping what is Ohio State is who ORU built or beat in the opening round. ORU defeated the Buckeyes? Are you serious? Hallelujah. Rod Parsley didn't know how to cheer for that game. He didn't know what to do. I mean, OSU's in his town, and Oral Roberts is in his heart, so that's why they lost, because Brother Rod and all of his church are like, well, we can't be against Dr. Roberts. What's wrong with you guys? It's all... You just painted the picture very clear right there, Mike. All of World Harvest was rooting for ORU, and that's the end. That's it. Wow. Wow, that's still rocking the world right now. There's a lot of angry people for that brack, whatever you call that thing, that they do. Phyllis says, I just wanted to get acquainted with my phone. My grandchildren and nieces and nephews and friends and neighbors and my brother watched me and laughed with me. Yeah,
you know what? Good.
You were doing good,
yeah.
Phyllis, because we were watching you while we was trying to figure out what we were doing. We were watching you saying, go, Phyllis, go.
Yeah.
And we were thinking,
yeah, thank you so much for having us, Rebecca. That was awesome.
Hey, thank you, Rebecca. Yeah, that David and Goliath right there. That's David and Goliath. And they take it all the way to the end. May they take it all the way to the end. ORU, go all the way.
Amen.
May they whoop Michigan State even. I don't know. After everybody bowing their knee to that stupid ignorance, I decided never to watch sports again the rest of my life. You might say, Pastor, that's kind of a rash statement. Well, those people have a rash. It's called stupidity, and I ain't going to be a part of it. Anyways, I really don't have a bad attitude. I've had a good day. Had a good day. All right, well, it is Saturday night. Have one question on deck, but we'd be glad to have more. So if you got one. Woo! That just makes me shout right there. That makes me shout for several reasons. Because all the fans are not doing it anymore. They're like sitting in their houses. They're still crying right now. They're just crying like, wah! Wah! And they deserve. Uh-oh, we got a whole big old mess going on over here.
You do? Where? Oh. It shares this glory with no one. There's a lot of false teachers that will bring you death. Will you spend this time talking about?
The user's message says, will be hidden.
You were doing good there for a little bit, Rashad.
You don't come on and do that. Can't hear you. I did. I surfed it. I did it real quick. But I want you to notice, Mike, when I surfed it, I didn't even quit talking. You didn't even know I was surfing it. Matter of fact, I surfed it faster than you because you still had your long winter's night stocking cap over to one eye, like still trying to wake up. Wait, what is it? Ma in her kerchief and I in my cap? Wait, why did you have a hat on when you're sleeping? Oh, he must have been in one of those rooms that you could see out the boards.
I was going to say, yeah, I think they
hate it. There's a few times I slept in my Grandma Bongard's house that I would have liked to have a hat on.
Yeah.
But you just stuck your head underneath the covers and stayed there.
Yep.
In the mighty name of Jesus. All right, well, I think it's time to get started, and we're going to have a good time tonight. Honestly, moderators, watch it, and keep your eye open for questions coming in. And if you send a question in by Facebook or YouTube, I mean by Messenger or YouTube, make sure you come on here. Some way you flag me down and say, hey, I got a question. Because I want to be able to make sure we get them all in today. And then, hey, Monday night, we're going to have a party. As it looks right now, we're going to be able to just use Facebook and YouTube. And just a matter of giving you a link. It looks like it's going to work. We'll probably work again in the morning, and it'll be a good thing for all of us. Matter of fact, we should have probably been working it right now tonight. You want to stop the show and start all over again? You still can't hear us. Well, open your ears. You turn the volume up. It's that one button on the side of the phone. You push that, and it turns the volume all the way up.
Seriously, they can't?
Rebecca said she can't.
Huh.
Yeah, refresh Facebook, maybe. Yeah, that works. You can hear me, right, Mike? Can you hear me, Leanne?
I can. Loud and clear.
You know, Leanne and I, for the first 2 hours after the program this morning, we're doing videos, and so we can play them on Monday night.
Video clips.
Video clips.
And
Leanne was, she found the, where are you, what's it called?
Where in the leg are you?
Where in the leg are you? She found the video. She laughed so hard, she about fell right out of her chair over there.
It's just as funny now as it was then.
So I want you to come tomorrow night ready to laugh, all right? Make sure you bring a sippy cup for your coffee so as you're laughing, you don't spill it all over yourself.
Monday night.
It'll be fun. And we're just asking God to help it all move smoothly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you can laugh, and then relapse, and then laugh again and relapse at the same thing, it's, you know it was filled with the joy of the Lord. So, Rebecca, keep checking back in with us. We want to make sure we get your volume situation fixed. It is now 7:27, and we've had a good time sitting here talking. And let's rise, and let's honor our troops. And let me see. Let's try this again. This is Saturday, March 20th, 2021. Some might say 20 March 2021. Question and answer special. We call it Saturday Night Live. We want you to be here and share it with all your friends. Tell the most obnoxious friend you have they'll find God here tonight. And to bring their toughest question. We have a Phyllis Raymond here. She'll obliterate any question. And we're going to have a good time. So, are we ready now?
I'm ready. Are you?
I think I'm ready. I'm just having fun talking with everybody.
All right.
Sitting around the campfire. Anybody bring s'mores? No s'mores.
Yeah, you even ate all the M&Ms.
I even ate all the M&Ms. They're all gone. That's the remainder of the Northern Lights refreshments last night. Goodness sakes alive. Here we go. Right together with me. Render your honor. We'll make the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action and still serving today. This moment of silence is in honor of those who paid the last full measure of devotion. It's in honor of those who at some point in their military career was wounded in action and bear the scars of battle in their spirit, in their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of everyone who served faithfully, discharging their duties, and today a good citizen in our community. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love.
stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
And now we'll pray for the United States of America again tonight. Huh. This thought just came to me when I said that. Think about America and what everybody's getting ready to do now. In the Eastern time zone, it's 8:30. People are out to the restaurants and the bars and the movie theaters. Some of them might be out in their backyard because nothing's open. And you and I are going to pray for this great nation right now. I've never had that thought before. But we're going to pray people in that right now. Yeah. Because not every place is open. Our city's been open for a long, long time. Pretty much from the beginning, maybe a month. But that's because we live socially distanced up here anyway. So let's pray now. God and Father of every brave warrior, every faithful patriot, every God-blessed believer who's ever stood in faith and prayed one prayer for this great nation. God bless every man, every woman who's ever completed the branch of service that they were in, and then their life of service. We bless them today. Lord, I bless people tonight that don't even have a clue what this is all about. And there's too many of them that don't know. On this night, we say, open the eyes of their understanding to see it. As it were the very first time to see. And understand why there's so much freedom and liberty in this nation. Oh, we know the God-hating fools are trying to shut stuff down, but they can't overcome our prayers, and they don't overcome you, Jesus. And we rebuke them now in Jesus' name, and we command people, get away from the tents of wickedness. Get away from the tents of wickedness. Come to your senses and see the truth. Thank you, Father, that our generations of young people all through the history of the United States of America have at one point or another come to that place where they learn that their freedoms are not just handed to them like their food was when they were a teenager at home. And we bless them now to find their place and be great patriots in this nation. Father, we pray right now for every veteran that has ever served, for the men and women that are serving right now. May they be the next great leaders of this nation that will lead us to liberty and justice for all. They've been in the foreign land. They know what the wickedness is like. They know what the slavery is like. We ask right now in Jesus' mighty name that you fill them with righteousness and holiness and strength and then the fire of God to be the most courageous patriots this day has ever seen. So that all across America, our grandchildren will see. The greatest generation of 2021 stood up, was faithful to do their duty to see America saved. We speak unity tonight all across this great nation. We bless every pastor who tonight is creating and preparing sermons for tomorrow. Whether it's online, whether it's in a building, may they all be in buildings. May we give up our fear of the pandemic and run to the building. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. Them with boldness and courage, Lord. May men and women of God who lead the churches, may they preach a message tomorrow that they've always wanted to preach and been too afraid to get it done, but all of a sudden, the courage and the boldness and the fire of Almighty God burns inside of their chest. And they deliver that message with great power and boldness in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. We declare all across this nation that there's a unity in the churches, in the ministries, in the prophets, the apostles, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers. Thank you, Lord, that we've got the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard. But every one of them, in all of their rank and file, are as important as the other to get this mission accomplished and help us protect this great nation. The pastor, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, and the teacher. May we all tomorrow stand together in unity. You said that's where your commanded blessing is, as we dwell together in unity. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, that every branch of our government functions together properly. Lord, all the politicians, the government, the governmental leaders in the executive office, and our judicial branch. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we got judges and we got legislature. Now, Lord, please bring us an executive branch. We can have those who will stand strong, stand bold, and lead this great nation to where it should go. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for every politician who has gone to the Capitol Hill or their state captain to make a difference. Stand in half and be counted for you. They are delivered from foolish and ignorant men. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for all of our protectors, wherever they are. May they stand and fight against corruption every time it's seen. May every out of order, out of bounds, unruly leader and commander in our peacekeepers be brought to justice by their own department, so that we have men and women who lead us into peace in our community. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray it again, Lord. Right now, people are out all over the United States. Some are in chairs in their backyard. Some are at the mall. Some are in theaters, bars, and restaurants. In the name of Jesus, may they come to them senses, their senses, and by an infallible proof from the angels of God, make a decision to change and be different than they've ever been before. Bless every family that tonight is together. Bless them with peace and strength. Bless every patriot, everywhere in a meeting, with great courage and boldness. Those that can lay on a beach, bless them. Those up in the mountain skiing, bless them. Bless the hikers and the bikers and the tractors and mud trucks. Bless the fruit, nuts, and vines group, Jesus. Bless us all as Americans to be faithfully serving you and walking with you. And as we pray every day, Lord, and we know there's many people that don't know you, forgive us of our sin, Lord. Forgive us of our sin and heal our land and this great nation, we pray. Now, as we always do, I ask you to join us in the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. so that all of us can pray this together right now tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Ready? Here we go. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God experiences a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. This government of people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and hallelujah and amen. We welcome you. We thank you for your prayers tonight. Thank you that you agree in prayer. You know, I haven't said this in a while, but I'll say it again tonight. In the kingdom, there is a very specific process of Me Too. You ever heard of the Me Too doctrines? Mm-hmm. What's Me Too mean? Me Too means that when you hear something preached, you're like, yeah, Me Too. Well, and for all intents and purposes, that means amen, so be it. All right? But watch this. You don't get to understand doctrine with Me Too. Mm-hmm. The only way you get to understand the depth of the scripture is that you dig it out and get it farther than Me Too. Now, we ask you to say amen on a regular basis. We want you to say amen. And believe me, I want you to say, yeah, Me Too, on what we teach you and everything. But I encourage you to take it to another level. And what's that level? That is, you get your list, you get a piece of paper out, you make some notes for your life, and every time we're here, even though it's many times, and you'll be like, wow, I'm getting a lot of notes. Yeah, you are. You are. But from those notes, as you sit and study every day, the Father will begin to bring certain ones of them to the top for you, and then you'll begin to establish them in your life. As you watch how God moves in this body, he gives us a subject, he gives us a thought, and then we go after that thought, and we stay there on it until we just bring that thing right out of every bit of understanding we can get out of it, because that's how it works. And in so doing, everybody gets elevated and promoted to another level, and we just all grow together in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We've had a great time of study this week, all week long. Grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, Brother John Wainer is with us tonight. Welcome, Brother John. It's good to have you with us. Phyllis K. Raymond has brought her friends, Deborah Flynn Dufresne, Dee Dee Ovila, Sherry Alzey, Connie Yawn, and Viola Bro. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tammy Weaver Roden, welcome to you. Good to have you with us. It's good to have you with us right here, right now, tonight, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Mm-hmm. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
I love the word. Dan Cottle's with us somewhere. We got a bunch of folks with us. Now, if you guys see Chris Davis show up, make sure you help me see it, because there's a situation going on with his wife, and I want to make sure we pray for it. All right? Not sure what it is. So we speak life and life more abundantly to Debbie Davis. Everybody say it, life and life more abundantly to Debbie Davis. Now, Pastor, what is it? I don't know. I really, really, really don't know. I know that you and I love our brothers and sisters. And guess what that means? No matter what they face, we're going to lift them up and help them stand. Yes, love? I have been instructed here. Everybody just pause for a minute, because the Supreme Galactical Command is speaking. And this was my instruction. Pay attention. Woo! I believe in my country because of Almighty God. I know there's bad that always goes with the good. I pray God helps our great nation to get better and better every day. Amen. That's what you're preaching. Well, listen, let me tell you something about that. Because I've had this question a little bit lately. But I'm not afraid of questions. I love them. People say, why do you say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag when everything is so wrong? Well, the flag's not wrong. The Republic is not wrong. The Constitution, for the most part, is not wrong. What the knuckleheads are trying to do to it is wrong. Liberty still stands for truth and justice. Uncle Sam, still a truth and justice, Uncle Sam. Lady Liberty and Uncle Sam have children. That's called you and I, the sons and daughters of Liberty. We are not wicked in our hearts. There are wicked people in this nation.
Yeah.
And just because they've lied and stolen their way to a political position doesn't mean that means America's wrong. You and I got to stand and say, I'm thankful to be American. I get to live in the greatest land of all. People still give everything in their power to get to this nation, even with the problems that's in it. And if you and I, the people of God, stop making our statements saying God is moving in this nation, then guess what happens? The good stops and the evil takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to do that. Now, Sheba, somebody get an interpretation. Do I ask you to pledge allegiance to Donald Trump? No. And not Joe Biden. We don't pledge allegiance to people. And you most definitely don't pledge allegiance to a political party. I'm preaching pretty good. And we haven't even made 8 o'clock yet. Now, why are you saying all this, Pastor? Well, we just come through a really severe situation in America in 2020, coming into 2021. And you and I, the church, have the greatest, clearest answers of the whole world.
Yeah.
We have the answers. And if we shut up, then who's going to talk? The wicked. And I won't shut up. You won't shut me up, and I'm going to speak louder. Yeah. Microphone tonight. Let me tell you how it is. It's a ram's horn. It's not a microphone, but it has a good sound. All right. Well, it's about 10 minutes to 8 here in the wonderful state of North Dakota. And I've only got one question on deck. And so I think somebody needs to go ahead and write a question out somewhere, email it to me, send me a text or something, so that I can answer some really tough questions for people and be a blessing to you, to other people. Now, I've got a really good question that I have here. Sounds like Rebecca is preaching tonight. Man. Anybody want to say, go, Becky, go?
Go, Becky, go.
So, let's deal with the one question I have, and then it'll lead us to the next parts of where we're going to go for tonight.
Somebody call and wake Mary up.
Wait. It is time for everybody else to ask questions besides Mary. Mary ought to be able to come and just relax once, kick her feet up, sit in the easy chair, drink a big cup of coffee or whatever she drinks, and some of you ask questions, you know? But I feel like I don't want to sound dumb when I ask a question. Send it to me in the email. I won't reveal your identity, all right? But, or messenger, or text it to me. However, I can see all of them will pop up on my screen in one place or another. So if all of a sudden you see me looking, there's probably a pelican flowed through. Please explain that we pray for Niner. Hey, that's a good one. That sounds military. For Niner, our country, to be set free from the powers of darkness. That is, whoa, this is a big one. Hold on. Prayer conscious step free from the powers of darkness, destroying all the good that God is in mind for. Why it is necessary for us to strive to establish peace and righteousness. Family life, so God will be glorified. Some people don't understand that we're worshiping the wicked actions of the leaders of our country. But we are praying for the protection of our good laws and
well, amen.
Uh-oh. Mary, I didn't say the timeout chair. I said the easy chair. You can sit back and take it easy once. And listen, Sister Phyllis has asked a question. I don't know if Phyllis asked a question or if Phyllis made a declaration. All right. But this is what we love about Philly. She's going to put it out there, and it's going to be right, and it's going to be good. And you know what? It's all right. God is going to help us live and walk in peace and strength and great righteousness. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, here we go. I'm not quite sure why we got all the questions about patriotism and about the nation, but I'm telling you, this week, I can see this is coming. You know why? Because the election was tough. And then not only was the election tough, but December was really tough. And by the time we got to January, everybody was so done with Democrats and Republicans that we all wanted to take him out in the bush and beat him with a stick.
Yeah.
All right? But here's what we got to do. You and I got to get some understanding here. And I got to see with Phyllis' question, what is the proper way to come to this and defend this and preach it? Because it really sounded like Phyllis is sitting at her house saying, I have my phone. Let me go live. Now, so let's just jump in here and tackle it right off the top. Let me get my first verse rolling. And somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. I'll get the revelation. I know the verse I want is that we would be delivered from foolish and ignorant men because not all men have faith. That's Ephesians chapter 6. No.
Second Thessalonians
3:2. Now, I already, this is why you got to get the prayer of the Holy Ghost. Because I didn't even stop and pray in the Holy Ghost yet. But I have the whole outline already downloaded. We got 2 Thessalonians. We got Ephesians 6. We got Acts chapter 9, Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter... We're going to keep right on rolling. Because here's the thing. You and I are blessed to be in a nation where Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Are there flapping lips running around saying they got the control of everything? Yeah. Has the nutcase in the Oval Office, he's not presidential, you can't call him that. Is the nutcase in the Oval Office signing a lot of papers and doing things with a pen? Yeah. But you think he's bigger than Nebuchadnezzar or Pharaoh? God did a serious amount of butt kicking for people all through the years. And so what you and I got to do is keep our head in the game here. We got to stay in our position as patriots. All right. So I know my wonderful wife told me where to go.
2 Thessalonians 3:2.
All right, but we ain't going there. She don't know it all, and she don't get to be that bossy. All right. No. She says, we'll talk. So, well, you know, let's reconsider. I think I'm going to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1, and then I'll go to the first verse I actually wanted to read. But, you know, it's like the one guy. When he got to heaven, there was two lines for men. The one line said, henpicked men, and the other line said, we're not henpecked. There was only one guy in the henpecked line, and no henpecked line. And everybody was asking, why are you over there? Because the rest of us are henpecked. He said, I'm over here because my wife told me to be here. Here we go. Second, overly. Dan Collins, good to see you. John Williams, good to see you. No, and Thessalonians 3:2. Finally, brethren, pray for us. Like me. Pray for me, all right? The word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified just as it is with you. And that we may be delivered. I like this verse. From unreasonable and wicked men, for not all men have faith. Everybody say, not all men have faith.
Not all men have faith.
Now, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Just put a bunch of stuff in there, and that takes care of it. All right? From the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you both, that you do and will do the things we command. Now may the Lord God direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Now, Psalm 2:1. Why do the nations rage? That's a good verse, bro. Good verse. Everybody expand that verse out and look at these verses. I wasn't going to this next, but that's a good one. It will end that one from OT. And put it right next to the NT in a minute, because there's a powerful set of verses. Let's let the Bible do the talking. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? Of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Now, listen what that says. God is laughing right now. Say it with me. God is laughing right now.
God is laughing.
Right Now he's laughing at this fool, these fools and what they're doing. That's why I'm not too concerned about it. I've been a little surprised at myself because I was, to say the least, a little ticked with all of this, and I still am. But this is my deal. The bottom line with all of this is our God, our Father, is sitting in heaven laughing at them because you and I are standing on this earth in all of our power, might, dominion, and strength. And we are doing the work and driving them off. And it's said, this is one of the saddest days that you'll ever live. Because you and I are going to see with our eyes some people that are going to be just completely crushed right in public and totally removed from their position. And they're going to be politicians that everybody knows. You know why?
Yeah.
Because they mock our God.
Yep.
I love Dr. Boyle's story that he tells about Saddam Hussein. And he said he was standing in his hotel room somewhere. He was preaching at somebody's church. Standing in his hotel room one morning, watching the news a little before he went out for breakfast or whatever. And he said, he saw Saddam Hussein said, "This is a holy war. Islam against Jehovah." And he said, "Well, I guess that day's done, isn't it? That guy's day is done, isn't it?"
Yeah.
And he said, "Check it out." He said, "I looked at the camera and said, you're going to be hiding in a hole like a rat when our God gets done with you."
Wow.
And what was exactly the place where they found the once supreme leader of Iraq, Saddam Hussein, hiding in a hole like a rat.
Yep. Yep. Wow.
That's where they found him. Look at the verses I put in there in Acts chapter 4, verses 9 through 31. "Now, Lord, look at their threats." Good. They're not good. They don't have no power. "And grant to us your servants that we might speak the word with all boldness." Why? "That by stretching out your hand to heal, signs and wonders may be done through the name of your servant, Jesus," holy servant Jesus. And I love this part. "And when they had prayed, the place where they assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness." Now watch this. If you've never been inside the House in the Senate, they got the word of God carved around the ceiling in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the walls of our halls of legislature. All right? There's some statues, some mosaics. It's an interesting word to use, but that's what it is. Moses, you know, Mosaic, little pieces. Wouldn't there be something if the angels stood right next to him and just started prophesying right during the, say it, "Even so, Lord Jesus, let it happen."
Yeah, even so.
Amen? May it happen. Wait, the handwriting came on the wall before. Why? Because he was a wicked leader. And he was using the temple golden goblets for a perverse orgy. And God's hand came in the room and started writing on the wall. I got a word for you. Our God is still got the same handwriting on the wall ability, and may it happen right in front of their eyes. Meaning, meanie, tickle you, parson. And what does that mean? That means you're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Here's why we teach and preach like we do. We are the power. We are the power. If we shut up, it'll go to hell. Why would we shut up? We're not going to shut up. Interesting place to go. But the Father told me beforehand that I'd go here. And guess what? I'm going to go here.
All right.
That is really interesting. I put this in my notes before we started and said, what in the world? Couldn't figure out how that was going to work into a Saturday night live, having a good time studying the Word of God like we always do. But are you ready? Hold on to your hat band, buddy. This one's going to get serious. Because I have some more coffee left.
Oh, sure.
Chapter 5. Woo! That makes the whole church go, oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Here we go to Acts chapter 5. Well, we were in prayer like we do every day at 5 o'clock, just worshiping. Started giving me this verse. I'm like, what in the world is that verse about? I don't understand this, but watch this. A certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. And he kept back part of the proceeds. His wife also being aware of it or being privy to it and brought a certain part of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. Jesus. Man, there's an anointing on this. Verse 3. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? It's getting a little quiet. Acts chapter 5, verse 1. And we're probably going to go all the way down to maybe 12, 16, probably. Look at verse 4. While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. That, my friends, is a really serious situation. These people that are in these governmental offices, sitting there doing what they're doing, thinking there's something? No. You know what? If they grew up in a Catholic school by a nun that smacked their hands with a ruler, they got enough sense to not stand against our God. And Peter looked right at him and said, what are you doing? Isn't that interesting? When you think back of that prophetic utterance that God gave Dr. Kenneth Copeland in the fall of 2019, when he said that it was for 2020, that their candle would be removed from history, speaking of politicians. You might say, Pastor, we didn't necessarily see that in 2020. Well, you didn't see it necessarily, but maybe we did see it and we just didn't catch it. Let's keep reading. Then Ananias, hearing these words from Peter, fell down, breathed his last, and died. Fear came upon all those who heard these things. He's in church. The dude died in church because he lied to the Holy Spirit. If you got anybody close to you right now, just elbow them and say, tell the truth. Verse 6. The young men arose and wrapped him up, carried him out and buried him. It was about 3 hours later, his wife came in. not knowing what had happened. This is scary stuff right here. Verse 8, Peter said, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for that much. Verse 9, Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed to lie together to test the Spirit of the Lord? I can't. This is really something. The feet of those who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out too. She immediately fell down dead at Peter's feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her out and buried her by her husband.
Wow.
Verse 11. And great fear came upon all the church and upon all those who heard these things. See, guys, we're the bold ones. Call you blessed, Kelly. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak peace and strength to your life. Peace and strength. Now, let me just deal with this a little bit. Because it answers this question. I had no idea why I put this scripture in my notes before service. I'm like, what am I doing with this in this place? But here it is, man. And it deals with this very accurately. Let's go to Hebrews. Hold on. I actually have notes. I literally have notes about this tonight. You find it. Hebrews chapter 12. You might want to grab one of your notebook, you know, note things, stick it in Acts chapter 5 as we're coming back. Hebrews 12. Brother Mike, I think it's in my notes, but I don't know. I want the verse that says, preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season. Huh? I got pictures. The verse that says, be instant, Paul's talking to Timothy, I think. Be instant, in season, out of season. So we're going to start. We're going to use that verse. Hebrews 12. Now look at this. We're going to start with verse number 3. No, we'll start with 5. Have you forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons? Say it. I'm a son. I'm not a servant. I'm a son. Now watch this. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you're rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and he scourges every son in whom he receives. And if you endure chastening, God deals with you as the sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening or discipline, which of you will be, of which you will become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have human fathers who corrected us and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit. Why does the Lord chasten us? He for our profit, that we may become partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who allow it to train them in the way they should go. Say it. I want the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
I want the peaceable fruit.
Now, Pastor, why in the world are you using all these verses about people falling down and dying in churches and correction and chastening and all the rest of it? Well, let's look at this. Did we find that verse? Mike. Yeah, he did. 2 Timothy 4, 2. Go there now. Let me see. That almost sounded like a command. Go there now. All right, I wasn't being that way. Our next verse is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. All right. Boy, this is good. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Say this, God's judging them all. If you're a believer, you go to the judgment seat of Christ. If you're not, if you don't make it as a believer, you go the other way, to the Father's judgment. And that's called the judgments, the great white throne judgment. And that's where you go and you suffer for eternity. You go before God the judge, and now you're going to pay for eternity where the worm doesn't die. And as glorious as our heaven is, that's how horrendous hell will be. People say, hell ain't real. Well, this is what it is. It's the absence of everything that is God. All of God will be in heaven. Everything absent of God will be in hell. Literally, in heaven, we'll be able to walk out the gate and look down into the pit and see those who are suffering. The Bible says it. Pastor, are you preaching hellfire and brimstone? No, but real close. No. But listen, this is a powerful point right here. What, you know, Mary Pastor Phyllis. What's her name? Mary Phyllis Raymond. What is it? She's saying, why do we care? Why are we standing strong? Well, we're standing strong because when we stand before Jesus, we're going to give an account of whether we stood boldly in this day as Americans against the wickedness and say, no, you don't. Now watch this. Chapter 4, verse 1. I charge you therefore before God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead. Listen, he's going to judge them. Judgment day is coming. The cool thing about judgment day is you get to judge yourself right now.
Amen.
Why is that so cruel? I'm not sure, Mary. I didn't mean to be cruel. Was I cruel to Mary?
I'm not sure.
Keep going. Verse 2. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from truth and be turned aside to fables. And Paul said to Timothy, but you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. What is the Apostle Paul teaching Timothy? That even when you start preaching this, you're probably going to be thrown in prison. You're going to be, look at these people in the New Testament. And one of those apostles died a horrendous death. Every one of them did. Every single one of them did. Why? Because, well, maybe not John. They couldn't kill him. John died of old age on Patmos. But the rest of them, Peter was crucified upside down. One of them was beat to death with a club. So these men were going to have it, but they did not stop looking at those wicked politicians saying, you're wrong, and what you've done is wrong, and the judgment of God comes on you now.
Yeah,
now listen, in that day, that was really bold. Because those nations, you weren't allowed to talk like that. In our day, in our nation, our Constitution gives us the requirement to talk that way. No, wait. It doesn't give us the requirement. It demands of us that we stand this boldly. Thank God for World War One and World War Two veterans that were on them beaches and on them other lands driving out that enemy wherever it's at. But I'm going to tell you, worse than that, if you and I and our parents and the parents before them that let communism and socialism get entrenched in our colleges and now are going to cause us to have to fight it and get it out, and we got to fight it. Because when we stand before Jesus, we will be judged of how hard we fought in the United States of America with all of our very spiritual weapons to fight and win. And I want you to see this person, that first one I read that fell dead was not a wicked leader. It was somebody feigning righteousness in the church. And they decided to lie to the Holy Spirit. I got a word for you. If you're going to be a liar, that's bad. But don't lie to the Holy Spirit. Why? Them people died in church. Those people died in church. Mary Pastorin, why would we be able to see who is in hell? That is cruel. Well, Mary, that's one of those questions that I don't have an answer for. And before we're done tonight, everybody remind me, grab that verse of scripture that's in the book of Revelation, and we'll go back there and read it. And I don't remember if right there in the book of Revelation, if it actually gives the answer why that's there right in that verse. But we'll go there and look, and we'll grab that verse. I want to stay very focused right now on this part that we're dealing with. Because see, Ananias and Sapphira fell down dead in church for lying to the Holy Spirit about an offering. Whoa! Do not do that. Wait, don't lie about an offering. Don't lie about anything. The Holy Spirit of God is living on the inside of you. He's greater than any philosophical, religious statement that anybody can make anywhere at any time that would cause you to say, well, I won't have to do what the Bible says. No, you do. You do. You do. I'll tell you one thing. Before you ever think about lying to the Holy Spirit, you better run and hide under your bed in your closet, down behind the toilet if you need to get your life right with God before you let that thing happen to you. Because eternity is forever. Every human on the face of this earth has a plan in God. The day came, educated fools voted three times to take God completely out of the Democratic platform as a political party. Three times, out loud. When you say, God, get out, guess what he does? He honors your request. When you elevate yourself to a place of great spiritual knowledge and understanding and start telling everybody you know it all and got it all and you're getting God out of the picture, when he gave me Acts chapter 5 earlier, I'm like, whoa, Jesus, what is coming tonight in this program? But I see what it is now. Politicians that have kicked God out once knew God. Even if it wasn't anything more as a Catholic. That's a severe day of judgment.
Yeah.
Sit with me.
Everything I do
is either going to be blessed.
Yeah, either going to be blessed.
Or cursed. Pastor, you're teaching stuff I've never heard you teach. No, I've taught it all along. I just teach it from this point of view. If you walk with God every single day of your life, determined to humble yourself by using the communion elements and judging yourself every day, you'll never be in this position, ever. Right? You won't even be close to this position because you'll tell anyone dishonorable, get out of my life. You'll tell people, you'll flat look at them and say, I got nothing else to do with you. You get out of my life. Why? Because you're not messing around, getting close to the line, close to the pit of hell. You're going to stay back where the righteousness of God is. Man, I'm preaching better than we're snorting and stomping and spitting. Let's see. I got to get Mike's statement here. Walking in to a restaurant today, God told me to pray for anyone who prayed before they ate. And I left having only paid for me and Shannon. And I was sad. Wait a minute. That means that God was speaking to every one of those people in that restaurant that day. God wanted to buy everyone in there lunch. Their choice kept them from happening. I walked in fired up. And I left sad. You would. I was in a restaurant one time. I don't know where I was. I was in Michigan. I was somewhere else. I don't know where I was. Serious, brother. I was in a restaurant one time and a young couple came in and sat down and they had two little kids. And their kids were crazy wild, man. You know how it is. You get in a restaurant and you what? These kids were just wild. They were having a big time. They were glad to be there. The littlest one that was in the high chair. Man, that kid about twisted that thing upside down, man. They were just having a big time. When their food came, the young man grabbed their hands, bowed his head. He prayed. And when I saw that, the Holy Spirit said, I want you to go over there and say to him, what a beautiful family you have. You know where we were at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Minot, weren't we?
Was it?
Yeah. I think so. Anyway.
And I walked over to the table. I said, young man, you don't know me. But I just sat there and watched you pray over your food. And God said to me to come over here and compliment you on your family. And the fact that you are a man of God and determined in public in front of everybody to take your family's hands and lead them in a prayer and food right in front of your two little children, no matter who's watching. He just looked at me like, wow, well, he kind of had to look like, oh, okay, but I'm going to do this any day, whether you're sitting there watching or not. And I'm like, and this is what will make your family strong all the days of your life. Because he's willing to do that. He's willing. You know, I think as I read that story earlier, about Ananias and Sapphira. Do you know how long it took Ananias and Sapphira to get to that point where they were going to literally die in front of Peter? Now, the Bible doesn't tell us their story. But if you go to Acts chapter 4, everybody was selling stuff and giving stuff away, taking care of the church. Everybody was happy to be together, building a body, man. Woo, glory be to God. And they got involved. Heart. Wanting to be seen. That's why I read the verses in Hebrews chapter 12 about the chastening of the Lord. Listen, the chastening of the Lord isn't one big day when God stands with a big 4x8 sheet of plywood, smacks you over the head and said, are you going to listen to me? No, the chastening of the Lord is every day. Don't do that. Don't do that. Get away from that. Don't do that. Stay out of that. Stay away from them. Don't do that. Righteousness of God, don't be there. Righteousness of God, don't be there. It's the righteousness of God. Get your Bible out. Read your Bible. Pray. Stay away from that. And these people, Ananias and Sapphira, went past all of those things. And what did they do? They lied to the Holy Spirit of God. And literally, I want you to get this. These people walked in there to Peter to do a spiritual act of sowing and established reaping. And they not only didn't sow and reap, they died and went to hell in church. Quit messing around. I didn't look at anybody when I said that. Some are fired. Welcome, young lady. You must belong with Mary Phyllis Raymond. What's her name? Phyllis K. Raymond. We love her. She's a wonderful blessing here. And Brad, you're a part of this. I understand your feeling, Mike. You walk away going, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah.
See, the chastenings of the Lord are not a scourge with chunks of bone and pottery in them like Jesus faced. The chastenings of the Lord are daily him saying, don't do that. Prick in your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't be there. Don't say it. He's going to move you past everything that would stop you. You listen to him. Listen. Pastor, why are you being so severe on this? Because every one of these politicians, every one of these politicians who have gone on record to stand against Almighty God, like the mayor of New York City, what's his name?
Oh, my goodness.
Anyways, whatever his name is. Yeah. As you can see, I don't watch news and I don't pay attention. And this is it. His name's going to be removed from history, guys. He's shaking his fist at Almighty God, killed innocent people. You don't have to say anything. Please don't. But he's on record in front of the whole world saying, there's no answer to prayer here. Herod and them guys beat the apostles with whips and rods. But do you notice the apostles didn't go to hell and suffer for eternity? But Herod did. Herod fell down in the middle of the speech he was given. He was eaten up with worms. Why? Because he did not give glory to God. Well, I was going to read that. I'm not going. De Blasio,
yeah.
Who turned on Cuomo, kind of like a snake, biting a snake. Must be why Mary said spit.
Yeah.
But see, we the people of God, we must stand up boldly. We must stand up boldly.
Yeah.
In America, we still have a constitution that basically gives us great strength and power. There's some parts of it that's got to have some help. But basically the Constitution of the United States of America still gives you and I the ability to sit right here, right now, on a Saturday night and do this unhindered, unchecked, no matter what. If you and I, the believers, stop our bold, courageous speech, it ain't going to happen. Now, I'm not going to take this time that we have to study the Word of God and grow in faith and campaign for somebody. That's not what this is for here. This is to establish, reach the lost, teach the found, and help you get connected to the righteousness of God so you will bring the kingdom to this earth as it is in heaven. That's what this is all about. And from that, you will go into this world and confront the enemy wherever you are because of the boldness that comes on the inside of you. Can I get an amen from anybody?
Amen.
Now, I want to go back to Acts. I want to read that. Somebody help me find that verse where Herod falls down dead and is eaten up with worms. I thought I knew right where it was, but of course, I didn't know right where it was. I didn't have the foggiest idea where it was. I thought for sure I knew exactly where it was. I turned the page and it wasn't there. I'm like, well, who took it out of my Bible? And what do you think you are taking out of my Bible? There it is. Acts chapter 13. Look at this. What was that?
I don't know. Do you know?
It's actually Acts chapter 12. I'm preaching so good, I ain't making that statement. Wow. The boss lady rearranged my Bible again. Yes, she did. Wait. She moved all my papers and said, he does not need this many papers sticking up his Bible. Does he not have any order? Yes. It's actually 12. It's actually Acts chapter 12. Yeah, thank you, Shin. Let's read verses 1 through 6. About that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some of the church. They've done that here. And in America, they got their nose punched and the mandemic. Killed the James, the son of John, the brother of John, with the sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to see Peter also. But it was during the days of unleavened bread. So here's the thing. I seek him to kill him, but there's a feast going on, so we better not kill him till the feast is done. That's how stupid the spirit of religion truly is. That is literally how stupid the spirit of religion is.
Manipulating and
Now, let's keep reading. Verse 4, when they arrested him, they put him into prison, delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. They were so scared of Peter, they put him in four squads of soldiers. They're afraid of this guy. Why? Because Peter's bold in their face, saying, lying, liar, liar. Verse 5, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. You know what? I'm just reading it. I'm just going to read the chapter. It's all right. It's just us. This is the answer we were looking for. And guess what? God is doing the work. All right? When Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers. The guards before the door keeping the prison. An angel stood by him. Say this with me. Lord, I want to see some angels working. And a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, rise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. When you're in the darkness and a bright light shines, just remember the rest of them aren't going to see, just you. Amen? The angel said, gird yourself. Tie on your sandals. And he did. And he said, put on your garment and follow me. So he went out and followed him and did not know what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and second guard post, they came to the iron gate that led to the city, which opened them of its own accord because there were some really big angels there. They went out on the street, and immediately the angel departed from him. He got him out of the prison, said, you got it from here, bro. Go. And off Peter went. Keep watching. Verse 11, Peter came to himself. He said, wow, I know for certain that the Lord has done a mighty, mighty work right here and delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people. So when he considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying for him. We are now in verse 13. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. Why did all the people in that house send the girl?
Why?
Well, no, wait, I don't have no problem with you girls, but you don't send a girl in the middle of the night. You send a guy.
Oh, well, that's true.
Hello. And she recognized the voice of Peter and didn't let him in, but ran back inside and said, hey, it's Peter. They said to her, you're beside yourself, girl. It's his angels. 16. Peter continued knocking. Hello? 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 Kept knocking. Finally, they went and let him in and were astonished. Think of that. They prayed a prayer that said, God be in Washington, D.C., and then God gave us a prophetic utterance that he actually is in Washington, D.C., and some people said, that ain't real. Are you praying or aren't you? If you're praying for good politicians to go to Washington, D.C., then we should thoroughly expect to see some good politicians in Washington, D.C.
Amen.
Or why are you wasting your breath praying if you don't believe it's going to happen? I'm preaching better than I'm screaming. 16, 17. Motioning his hand to them, he said to them, I got to hit the street, boys. Be quiet for a minute. The Lord brought me out of prison. Told me to go, James and his brethren. He departed and went to another place. 18. As soon as it was day, there was no small stir. You can only imagine. In the prison. 19. When Herod searched for him and did not find him, he examined the guards, commanded that they should be put to death, and he went down from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there because he killed the guards and he knew he was in trouble. Why? God weakened his authority because Peter got loosed. And everybody knew it. And he killed the guards. He'd be quiet. But guess what? Killing the guards only made him have a worse name.
Yeah.
So he had to leave. I mean, it was intellectual enough to get out of that place before things got bad. But watch what happened. 20. Herod had been angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon. And they came to him with one accord, having Blastus, the king's purse, laid their friends. And they asked for peace because their country was supplied by food of the king's country. On that day, Herod, arrayed in royal purple, sat on his throne and gave an oration to him. And the people kept shouting, the voice of a god and not a man. And an angel of the Lord struck him. May he strike him and her. May it be bold, and may it be severe, and may it be public.
Amen.
All of them. Because he did not give glory to God. He's eaten by worms and died in front of everybody. Look at 24. And the word of God grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem. They fulfilled their ministry. And they took with them John Mark. John, whose surname is Mark. We're going back to Acts chapter 5, just like I told you. Make sure you got one of them little cards that you can put in there. That place, no matter how often your wife clears out your Bible, make sure you put them right back in there. She does, John, she does. And we have a big bowl. I got that look.
Well, I was thinking, well, I do not clear your Bible.
Listen, no, she doesn't clear out my Bible. That was a joke, all right? Everybody, I just got one of them looks, and it got quiet. And I'm like, oh, what did I just say? Jesus, help me. I'm in. Look at verse 11. Great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. The reason slavery, corruption, and violence continually happens in the church or in the world because the church's mouth is shut. And these wicked leaders don't fall down dead like they used to do in the Bible. I encourage you, be bold and call for justice.
Yeah. Amen.
Say it with me. Be bold.
Be bold.
And call for justice.
And call for justice.
I don't want nobody to die and go to hell. I don't. In any sense of the word. But if you're going to sin against the Holy Spirit of God. No, wait. Not you. I don't want to be that way. Ignorant people who sin against the Holy Spirit of God. This is what's going to happen. See, great fear fell upon everyone. Not just the church. Everybody that heard it. Just like when Herod got ate up with worms. You know how many other governmental leaders checked themselves on the spot?
Hopefully all of them.
You know they did. Say it with me. Father, there's some wicked, perverse people. Come on, pray it with me. And they need to go down now. Guys, if they've already blasphemed the Holy Spirit of God, here doing their destruction, killing babies, perverting our system? No. God judge them now.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I've done my best tonight to not name names. If I just name these names, then everybody's all right, okay? And we're all right? Everybody's all right? But the reality is, I don't just say this when I'm with you guys. I say this all the time. When I drive by a police officer that's got somebody pulled over, I care. May they have mercy on that person. Number one, I want mercy if I get pulled over. And number two, don't be a corrupt cop and do something stupid to somebody that don't deserve it. Just because you got a badge.
Need to be kept safe too.
And may they all be kept safe. Every truck driver. There's people who have lost their trucking companies because the cops won't leave them alone with their equipment and will write them for every violation until that company's off the road. It happens. I've seen it in my own eyes. That's corruption. We rebuke it, we bind it, and we command it to leave this nation at every level, top to bottom. But if you guys, if you and I stop speaking these words, what's going to correct it? Nothing. If we don't see this thing change about this election that just happened, when are we going to have another good election? Pastor, you don't know what's real and what's not. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. But I don't know what's real and what's not because all the videos sent me. I do because I'm a student of history. And I study and I watch what's going on. I don't listen to Fox or CNN. I got eyes to see. I got a mouse that gets me where I got to be. And you listen. You see all the noise happening. And then you listen for the bubbles of truth that's in the middle of it. And the Holy Spirit of God's going to lead you on the inside. That's why you got to get filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why you got to pray in your heavenly language. That's why you got to keep your nose in this book. That's why you got to walk with God every single day of your life. That's why Jesus and the Father gave you the ability to judge yourselves so you wouldn't be judged. And it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Don't get yourself in a position where you're going to get God on you, get you on your side. No, you're going to get God against you. You cannot have that in your life. Like I said, shut up, go hide underneath your toilet till you get your head straightened out. Everything you say and everything you do is an action. And where are you leading people to? You might say, Pastor, I ain't no leader. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You're an influencer. Some of you are like, I ain't never coming back to this program again. I don't know. He was like this, hellfire and brimstone. It ain't hellfire and brimstone. It's the revelation of the fact. Let's walk with God, because if you walk with God, you'll never be in this position where these ignorant people are at. All right, the last verse we're going to go to is Romans. Romans chapter 1. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Father, may there be some wicked people who hear this message tonight and turn from their wicked ways.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, change how they are and who they are to find you. I want everybody to say this. To all of the deceived.
To all of the deceived.
That have no idea.
That have no idea.
What's going on. Ready? I want you to be bold. Flee the tents of wickedness.
Flee the tents of wickedness.
Now.
Now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus.
Somebody find that. It's in the book of Exodus about Korah. I'm going to stay in Romans 1. Romans 1:16. I'm not saying the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God. We've got a powerful gospel. Why would we not be speaking with power? The salvation to everyone that believes, the Jew first and also the Greek. Thank you, Shannon. In it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all righteousness. Where is the wrath coming from? Heaven. But it's not coming on you and I. It's coming on the wickedness and the ungodly. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that everyone is without excuse. Tells you of his eternal Godhead and his attributes. 21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. They're darkened by sin. They're darkened by hatred. They're darkened by abuse. They're darkened by, what's the word I'm looking for? Unforgiveness, and what's that other word? Darkened by wounded spirits.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Offense.
22. Professing to be wise, they become fools. And change the glory of the incorruptible God into image like made like a man or a bird, four-footed animal, a creeping thing. 24. God also gave them up to uncleanness. So these people who actually know who God is, because they're determined to go the other way, he gives them up to them. Says, well, then go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't listen. Do not be that person. Say, do not be that person. No. Romans chapter 1, 22. Professing to be wise, they became fools. I'm actually in 24. God gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. Even their women exchanged their natural use for what is against nature. The men, even the natural use of women, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which they have. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. See, did you see that? They kicked him out of the platform. That guy in the deal the other day said, there ain't no place in the Senate for God, even though they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a debased mind to do the things which are when the church said politics is for the wicked, well, guess what we got because we let that happen? We got a stripper, no. A pole dancer doing a pole dance on a pole in a kindergarten class in the United States of America.
Yeah.
I saw the video with my own two eyes.
Yeah.
Being filled with unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetous, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil, wickedness, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, proud, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, and unmerciful. Look at verse 32. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice it and teach it to other men. 1. Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are. If you judge another and you can do it yourself. Book of Revelation. Thank you, Shannon. I got to get to that verse. Does anybody have any idea where that verse is? Revelation 21. The first set of verses on it is 21. And let's read verses 6, 7, and 8. He said to me, it's done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Give up the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Verse 8. But cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their place in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And then I don't know why I don't have it underlined, but I'm not blaming Leanne because I really got in trouble for that. Revelation 22. We'll be done with this, so let's read 22. Let's just start at verse 1. And we're going to go down to verse 13. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of its river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit in every month. The leaves of the tree, that's where the mocha latte comes from, right there. The leaves of the tree. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants will serve him. That's me. I'm a servant son. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. They will not need a lamp or a sun, for the Lord gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. He said to them, write, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent angels to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Verse 7, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Verse 8. Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. And he said, see that you do not do that. For I am your fellow servant and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. Say it with me. Worship God. And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of the book, for that time is at hand. Verse 11. This verse ought to stir the socks off you if you're messing around with sin. Sunday is here.
Yeah.
Hi, Sunday. Welcome. Anybody else I missed? I love you, but I missed you. Verse 11. He who is unjust, be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. Behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, the last. Blessed are those who keep his commandments, that they may have the right to eat of the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Ready? 15. But outside the city are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral, murderers, idolaters, and whoever loves practices lies. Now, I thought there was a verse that literally said you could look down and see, and I am missing the verse.
Is it when Lazarus was asking?
Well, I don't know. I know this, that verse 14 and 15 show this picture that outside of the city are the wicked. And all of those, and you have the ability to see them. Just give me a second here. Somebody say something real quick, and I'll see if I can find what it is I'm looking for. Because I was seeing this the other day, and I saw it when I was reading my Dr. Hilton Sutton book.
I'm trying to think of it. The only reference I can remember is Lazarus, when he was asking for Lazarus, he could see then.
Yeah.
He could see into heaven. I don't remember it saying that Lazarus could see into heaven.
And anyways, I'm not going to go down that road anymore because it's time to receive communion and be done here tonight. And literally, they're going to not forever. And we're going to rejoice forever. But there's a new heaven and a new earth. And there will be people on the earth who are coming to the city and bringing praise and worship and honor to the city. And that's another whole teaching that actually has got to get up some verses out of Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Amos, Daniel, and then the book of Revelation. And I'm short on those verses and don't have time to dig them up right now tonight. But thank you, Mary. That's a very good question. And we'll hit it next time. Now, Mary, you were supposed to be sitting in the easy chair not doing any of this.
Overachiever.
Mary's an overachiever, just like the rest of us. That's why she's here.
Yep.
Say it with me, my God.
My God.
Loves me with all of his heart.
He loves me with all of his heart.
You ready? Say it with me. And I get to judge myself.
And I get to judge myself. Amen.
So that on the other side.
On the other side.
All the judgment will be done. See, guys, it is of absolute importance that you and I are truly judging ourselves every day. And of the toughest things of the Christian life, one of the most focused processes you and I must have in our Christian life, after we get free, get the righteousness, get filled with the Holy Spirit, and God be Jesus, is we must continually humble ourselves.
Yeah.
Because pride is what killed Satan. And there's a reason Jesus said, many will come in that day saying, I cast out demons in your name. And he'll say, depart from me, I don't know you. Because you did one day doesn't mean they're always going to do it. And just because you did one day, you shouldn't let it get your big head. Everything you and I do comes by a gift of the Spirit out in public. It's not because you're some great astute revelatory being, or me either. I sit here right now like I did tonight. I had some of these verses in my notes, but I didn't have them all. Are you kidding me? Like I'm going to act like this is some great thing Sam Cottle knows? The Spirit of God helps us very specifically. Certainly I've read my Bible. Certainly I've studied. Certainly I've had Bible college training. Certainly. However, John, you're not going to do it. The perfect love in me is cast out your fear. And I got a big bowl of corned beef and cabbage sitting waiting for you. And you're not going to do that. In the mighty name of Jesus. You're not going to do that. You're called by God and you know it. You're anointed by God and you know it. The Spirit is bound. And the Spirit submits to the things of God. And you answer your phone. And you let us help you. No, it's going to be all right. We're getting ready to take communion. And whatever you have there, you receive communion with us. And you do it right now tonight. And this is how we win, guys. I know every one of you are like, in the name of Jesus. And that's where you got to be. And that's where you got to be. Because we win. Everybody say it. We win.
We win.
We win. Perfect love in this gathering of believers. Cast out the fear in you.
Yes.
And binds the torment. Get in your truck. Come to my house. And get your corned beef and cabbage. And do it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. You ready? Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name. Ever pray this. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Right here, right now, tonight.
Right here, right now, tonight.
Thank you for the word of God.
Thank you for the word of God.
That is in me.
That is
me. On me.
That is on me.
And that is working through me.
That is working through me.
Every day.
Every day.
I choose to walk with you, Father.
I choose to walk with you.
And I thank you that you walk with me.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, John's going to be all right. Let's receive communion together. And he's going to receive communion with us. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. With our communion verses. For I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take. Eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This too, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Verse 26. I love this verse. For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Let every man examine himself. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. You know, guys, in the midst of every bit of this tonight, which this is the very serious judgment wrath side of God that we talked about tonight. It's serious. It is very much there. It truly is. You and I get to live in the righteousness of God every day, where we live in his righteous strength. You know what that means? We don't have to have that. Say it with me. We don't have to have that. I am filled with the righteousness of God. I want everybody to know, John is going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody be focused. Let's take communion. He's taking it with us. Thank you for your prayers. We're now in verse 31. If we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. In Jesus' mighty name. Think about this. We literally get to have all of God on the inside of us.
Amen.
And as wicked, I don't know if you felt it, but I don't even like talking about all that wickedness stuff.
Right.
I'm not ashamed to go into wickedness and get them out. I don't have a problem with sinners. But I'm going to tell you what I don't ever do. I don't go messing with the people who don't want anything out of their life except I'm going to go do what I'm going to do. And I don't care about you and you and get you. Unless God sends you to somebody like that, leave them alone. They're on their way to hell and they're going there. Pastor, did you really just say that? Yeah, I did. Why? Because people who are determined to go to hell, unless God sends you there on purpose to go after them, they're going to do nothing but waste your time. When you could actually be reaching somebody who is hungering and thirsting for righteousness and they want all of God.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 people in your community right now tonight who want God. And the answer is, we got to get to that person. We got to help them. Thank you, everybody, for caring for John so much. Now, here we go. We're in communion, and we're going to take communion. Are you ready? Connie Cohen. God bless you. Getting ready to receive communion. And so we say to you right now, get some grape juice for the blood of Jesus. Get some bread for the body of Christ. And let's receive it right now in Jesus' mighty name. You ready? I'm going to tell you something. Some of you are starting to see it. Some of you are starting to see it. We're at a whole new level. We've been promoted. And when it comes to the blood and the broken body, that's what it stands against. And guess what? The body of Christ, the broken body of Christ in Jesus' blood, overpowers all of it in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Pastor, how do I get right with God? You pray the prayer of salvation. And what is that prayer? I'm getting ready to lead you in it right now in Jesus' name. Pray this prayer with me. Whether or not you are born again, you will be. Maybe you have been backslidden or away from God. You're going to be right with God because we're going to lead you into prayer you need to pray. Pray this from the depths of your heart. God is listening to you. And he's helping you come to him. Are you ready? Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in every part of my life.
I know I need you in every part of my life.
And right here, right now, tonight.
And right here and right now, tonight.
I receive you in all my life.
I receive you in all my life.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in through the door.
And I enter in through the door.
And according to John chapter 1,
according to John chapter
Jesus
1,
said when I believe in him.
Jesus said when I believe in him.
And when I receive him.
And when I receive him.
He gives me the power.
He gives me the power.
To become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
Say it. I receive you now, Jesus.
In all of my life.
In all of my life. Ready? Take your hands like this. Make a big pile of sin and just dump it out. Say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I have no human ability.
I have no human ability.
By myself.
Get rid of it by myself.
Now, ready? Reach your hands out and say, I receive all of your righteousness, Jesus.
I receive all of your righteousness, Jesus.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
I live in power.
And understand your Holy Word.
And understand your Holy Word.
Pray in my heavenly prayer language.
Pray in my heavenly prayer language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer? Welcome to the family of God. This is what we look like. Don't we look handsome? Handsome and pretty. You can't see here, but I'll get her. I'll twist her arm and get over here so you can see what pretty is. But in that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. In one prayer. That means no matter what sin you've ever committed, it's just obliterated by Jesus' righteousness. By simply saying, I receive you. How beautiful is that? You literally now have become the very child of Almighty God. Jesus is actually your elder brother. Pastor, Jesus is Jesus, and I am me, and the two can never meet. Well, you got to read the New Testament. Because he's the firstborn of many brethren, and you are one of the many brothers of Jesus. That's why you need this program. Come hang out with us. You'll learn a lot. Watch this. They got my email address, website in there, so you can find our God. I want you to have an email address where you can literally talk to somebody and find out who they are in Jesus. You can. You can literally talk to me. You send me an email, I send you one. You send me another one, I'm going to send you another one. You send me another one, I'm going to send you another. That's how I work. Because I want you to have all of God that you want. I'll help you find him. Because it ain't going to take too long. And I'm going to have you connected into the kingdom of God. And you're going to know him. You're going to be here and be a part of what God's doing. Strong in yourself. Welcome to God every day. Thank you so much for being here. Now, you're ready to receive the communion elements. If you are a member of the body of Christ, then you can receive the broken body of Christ. So I encourage you, hurry up. Get some bread and some water, bread and juice, grape juice. One guy said, I got Cheez-Its and a Gatorade. Well, that'll work. It's very, very important that you learn to have the communion elements as they're designed by God. It's very important. If you don't have that tonight, God is going to be receiving you right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Let's pray over our elements tonight. Pray. I bless these elements.
Bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
They are now sanctified.
They are now sanctified.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
For my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you.
And by your stripes,
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive the broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. That for the joy that was set before you, you endured the cross, despising the shame. And now you sit down at the right hand of the Father. We lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
Jesus. I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
All things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has passed over.
Passed
over. Cannot be on me or my family.
It cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life.
Is cast down in my life.
And there is no more condemnation.
And there is no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Let's receive the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful blessing in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, everyone, for praying for Brother John.
Yes.
Brother John, as you can see, these people here love you very much. These people love you very much. We all love you. Now, what was you trying to tell me about Mike?
Mike was going to call in on Florida Talk if you wanted him to talk to John.
That's pretty cool, Mike, if you want to do that. I'm sorry, I had Blog Talk covered up if you did that. We definitely would receive that prayer. And let it go right on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And I receive you, brother. I don't know. I had Blog Talk Radio covered up by my notes over here, Mike. Now it's very focused on getting our communion elements done. I don't like talking about all that wickedness. The bottom line is Jesus said his grace and his mercy does more than any judgment will ever do. He gets more accomplished by his mercy than he does by judgment. And somebody asked me a while back, they're like, do you really want people to die and go to hell? And I'm like, no. I don't want anybody to die and go to hell at all. Nobody. But I also know there's people that have already sinned away their day of grace. I can't change that. I can't change it. I want everybody to listen to this. If someone has sinned away their day of grace, you can't change it. I don't know about you. That just totally messes up my heart to think that somebody would make that form of a decision that would cause them to go that far away from our God. Jesus, that just messes me up. And yet we read it right there in Acts chapter 5 in the New Testament church at the beginning. God help us. God help us. God help us. Can't change it, though. Peter wasn't there saying, well, I hate you and I'm going to send you to hell. I'm watching for it. There it is. Peter didn't say, I'm sending you to hell. Peter said, why would you lie against the Holy Spirit? Don't do that. No matter how hurt, no matter how wounded, no matter how mad, no matter how nothing, you can't lie against the very Holy Spirit of God. Hang on, Mike. I'm coming. I love you, brother. Come on in.
Come on.
We got a bowl of corned beef and cabbage. Come in. In Jesus, my name. In Jesus' mighty name. Are you there, brother?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I didn't hear the unmute.
it was there, but I forgot to turn the volume up. Where are we at? Oh, we got about 19 minutes before the 92nd lady.
Well, I will try not to make you jump. Oh, Mr. Wainer just show up? Is that what I just heard?
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. How mighty is our God? That's just awesome to me.
It is. It is. There's a big bowl of corned beef and cabbage, Mike.
No comment.
That's how
more
big our God is.
More important than the corned beef and cabbage is being in the fellowship.
Amen.
With our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Where, even in our weakest moment, we do not lose. We get propped up, stood up, and made bold and whole in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Pray,
mighty
brother.
Name. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak over John. The thief that comes in the night to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, you came to give life and life more abundantly. I bind and cast down a defeated foe that seeks to destroy. I speak the peace that passes all understanding, washing over John's entire life. I speak your manifest presence. Lord, leave no doubt that you are with him. You are guiding him. You will not leave nor forsake him. Jesus asked the man at the pool, what do you want? And we stand in the gap for our brothers, saying we want life, health, and for our dear brother to be set free.
Turn the volume down so we don't.
I declare John is free in Jesus' mighty name. Free from the workers of iniquity. The centurion said, all Jesus had to do was speak, and I speak the name by which every knee shall bow. Depart in the mighty name of Jesus, you profane worker of iniquity. I cast you into the depths of hell from which you came. In the mighty name of Jesus, depart into the abyss. I loose the angels of the Lord witnessing to our brother. I speak your grace is sufficient. I speak by Jesus' stripes, John is healed. I speak by the blood of Jesus, John is made whole. I speak by the blood of Jesus, the redemptive work is done right here, right now. I speak Psalm 91, no plague shall come near him. Angels are given charge over him. Workers of iniquity are falling at his left and his right. We know your word does not return void, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. We call this done. We call this done in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen.
Everybody shout it. Restoration is who God is.
Oh. Mr. Wehner, I love you, brother. I want you to keep thinking about John 5. What did Jesus say to the man in the pool? He didn't ask for undying faith, love, and devotion. He said, what do you want? The will of the Father is for me, you, each and every one of us to be free, to be made whole, to have that redemptive work washing over every area of our lives. That's the will of the Father.
Amen.
And I speak that done in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
I didn't mean to be preaching.
It's all right, just go. It's what, listen, this is who we are, guys. This is who we are. We are the ministers of reconciliation.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter who they are or where they are. When God brings them to our hands, that we grab them, and we do it immediately. And we do it unafraid. I'm not concerned. I win. I know my prayers for this man, and we win. And Brother Mike just prayed.
We win.
Nothing. Every single one of you have that same prayer and this same thing, and I thoroughly expect to see everybody that's a part of this doing this very same thing at some point in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, you know, Brother Mike said it on last Friday when he was telling us the story of San Antonio. May the glory of God that sets people free. May our hearts always stay tender to the fact that his word truly sets the captive free.
Amen.
Thank God we get to be the minister of reconciliation.
Amen.
Thank you.
What a privilege and an honor that is. Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Here we are, guys. We are 363 days old, and here it is again right now today. Somebody shout glory or something, man.
Woo-hoo! Okay.
Something. Woo!
All right. Now, I want to sing my song, and Brother Mike's going to sing it.
Uh-oh.
Sing it. The blood that Jesus, you don't have to sing if you don't want it, Mike. Shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gave me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Hallelujah. They do, brother.
Hallelujah.
They do.
Glory to God.
Bless you, Mike. I love you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you guys, too. God bless you guys.
I don't like you
off love here. And
man, I love you,
let
Mike.
You guys.
I do.
Love you too, Jeff.
I listen
let you guys
you
spend some quality
me.
Time with our brother.
I stumble and You're my toes.
It's all right. You're here for the restoration. That's what we got. That's who we are. That's who we are. Yeah. Jesus. Jesus. Listen. Jesus said all his ministry career, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
Amen.
Go and sin no more. We just studied it tonight. Go ahead.
It goes up farther than that, though, too, Pastor, because when I think about Jesus cleansing those who, the Holy Spirit, let me speak, when he cleansed the leper, he said, don't tell anybody. And Jesus knew that that leper was going to go and tell everybody. But you know what? Jesus healed him anyway.
Yeah.
In spite of knowing that he was going to go and do exactly what he was told not to do, Jesus healed him anyway. That's the God we serve. In spite of our shortcomings, the will of the Father is still the same, to be made whole, to be
That's why
he set free.
Amen.
Because Jesus only operated in the will of the Father.
Amen. They do, brother. Amen, brother. Amen. Listen, this is why you always make it. This is why you always make it. Because when you're a tither, the devourer is rebuked, whether you feel strong or weak. And it's right here in my hand. We win. Somebody shout it with me. We win, we win, we win, we win.
Woo-hoo! Oh, I'm just laughing at the defeated foe.
Amen, 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 amen.
He tried to come.
Spring, brother. I'm gonna scream.
What? He lost. He lost, he lost, he lost. And proof that he lost is because Mr. Wehner showed up to you.
Come on.
You know, you can have that all alone mentality where John the Baptist, you know, alone in prison, sent a message to Jesus. Are you the Messiah? Are you the one that we're looking for? Or should we keep looking? Because you get off by yourself and you need the strength of the body. You really do need the people to go, well, wait a minute here now. Because he's a defeated foe, and he can't beat the whole body.
Come on.
Absolutely cannot.
Come on.
We in the flesh can handle the moment, but he can't take on the body.
No, not a chance. Well, brother, you got 8 more minutes to preach. The 90-second lady's going to hit.
No pressure, right?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Mike. Love you, man.
Love you guys, too. God bless you guys. God bless you, Mr. Wehner. And
thank you, Mike.
And we'll see you guys at the birthday party.
Monday.
Jesus is Lord, man. Jesus is Lord.
I've been sitting on the back pew.
Go
quiet.
All right. Been sitting in the back pew, but just been quiet. It's all right. It's all right. That's where we got to have. Happy people tonight. All right. So let's bring this thing to a close so we can beat the 90-second lady, because I ain't jumping for her tonight at all. I already got enough 90-second lady material. We'll just finish with some announcements. Naturally, on Saturday night, we always have an offering night. And so we welcome you. We thank you for being here. If you're one of the tithes, then this, you know, we do that. But the bottom line is everybody tithes. I'm never going to get your money anymore now. Anyways, because do it right online. And we thank you for believing in us, helping us get this work done. And I tell you what, you got two of the most amazing prayer warriors in your path when you start When the tithe goes here, I'm going to tell you something. You're a tither. We're a tither. Dr. Barkley's a tither. Whoever he sends his tithe to is a tither. There's a big old bunch of tithe going on, and every part of the devourer is rebuked. All we got to do is just keep walking with God. All right? And that's what we do, is we keep walking with God.
John Mary wants to know if you'll thank Tucker.
Yeah. He wants to sing.
Well, if you're going to sing, you better hurry up, because the 90-second lady is coming.
Well, you want me to sing now?
Yeah.
He didn't want to do what he did, and he actually said, "Father, take this cup from me." You know,
yeah.
You have to learn to surrender, and it's the hardest thing in the world is surrender. It's like he finally said, "Okay, Father, I'll take this cup," and he died for us in a really horrible way. He died for us in a really horrible way. And really painful. And the whole horrible way, he could be, nailed to a cross.
Yeah.
That was the most horrible way to get think of back then. That was it. That was the total, it's like the electric chair.
It's messed
up. But he surrendered, and that's the most hardest thing for Jesus to do, to surrender to Jesus. But you have to. I mean, if you want to be, you know what I mean?
Hey, Mary, this
is special. God, this is special. And it's like, I don't even know if I can do this.
He says, John, I have a request. What is it? Oh, my
God. Oh,
Jesus loves me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Here we go. Sing it.
His name is Roman.
All right. You're going to get 90-second lady going if you don't hurry up and sing. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me. But it's like, I feel like I have to preach first. And Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he says, God, pass his cup, because he knew what was going to happen. Because he's like, not like me or you, but he knew. He knew it was in a horrible way, in a very painful way, in a very long. And he put down his robe and his crown. He put down his crown and his robe. And died in a horrible way. His ministry was only 3 years. From 30 to 33 or whatever. Everybody knows his name. You know what I mean? Every king and kingdom that's ever been. No, everybody knows his name. From then on. And it's like, see, that is our whole time. What year is it? 21 A.D. after his death. You know what I mean? And I don't know if I get to sing tonight.
She wants you to sing Jesus Loves Me.
Oh, well, I can sing Jesus
Loves Me. I'll sing it with you if you start. Okay. Jesus
loves me. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus loves me. How come your hand's so cold and your hand's so warm? Yes, Jesus loves me.
The Bible tells me so.
Woo! Okay. And that's it.
Hallelujah.
I'll sing a better song when I'm in a better frame of mind. But Jesus, he surrendered.
Amen.
And it's hard. The hardest thing for all us humans is to surrender. I'm crying right now because I'm a sinner. the hardest thing is to surrender. And Jesus says, no, take this cup from me. You are going to die. And here we go. Jesus knew he was going to surrender. And he says, take this cup from me. He says, God, Father, no, thank you. I'm going to do this. Oh, my God. And look what he did.
Amen. Amen.
Look what he did for us.
He did it all.
And
that power is here working right now in this
room. We don't owe anything. And we're just... I'm a piece of work. But not the work. It's not the word I'm going to use. I really... And he paid the price for us. I still can't believe. But I surrender.
This is where we are, brother. Get you trained that you've had a nature change. It's already changed. And as soon as that revelation sits down inside you, like a piston in an engine, guess what? Guess what? God gives you that strength. Because in our own strength,
I can't do it myself, right?
Now, we're going to have communion again here later on, but we're going to get this done so all y'all can be home and be asleep and get ready for church tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow at noon, right here for a whole day, we call it. And we will receive communion at that time. And then we'll do some more testing tomorrow, getting ready for the birthday party on Monday night. 8 p.m. Monday night, we'll have a birthday party. 1 year that the community of faith has been. And so, Mike, thank you for the verse. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. His redemptive work is perfected. The love of God cast out fear. Now, we love you guys. Thanks for loving Brother John. Thank you for all you do. And we're going to be done. Remember this. This is what we say. Ready? We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.